Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Elk and Clearfield Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to another report to your constituents. There's been a lot going on in Harrisburg this week, but we'd like to talk about two important issues. The first thing that we'd like to talk about is a bill dealing with reimbursement for EMS services. That's House Bill 699, and the House is working on this piece of legislation right now. Talk to us about what's going on with this and what it would do.
I am very proud to be working on and supporting House Bill 699, which will adjust the Medicaid reimbursement rates for ambulance services across Pennsylvania. There's been a lot of local discussion about the challenges that rural EMS companies are facing, and it is so important to make sure that EMS companies and ambulances are adequately reimbursed for the services they provide to our communities. This bill will enable the Medicaid reimbursement rates for these companies to be adjusted to be a lot closer to what the actual cost of providing these services is. It is so important for us to make sure that we are taking care of our ambulance services, to make sure that our rural small towns across our region are adequately served. I'm very proud to be supporting this legislation.
Where is this legislation right now in the legislative process, and how much farther does it have to go?
This legislation has moved through most of the process in the House. I anticipate a final vote on this bill very soon, and I am looking forward to working with our colleagues in the Senate to get this over the goal line.
The other thing we'd like to talk about is the big news in Harrisburg this week, and that is legislation to address our pension issues in the state. Obviously, we have an unfunded liability we're trying to get rid of, but also we're trying to stop digging the hole. Talk to us about what this legislation would do.
We have been trying for many years to address the public pension crisis in Pennsylvania, and we have worked very hard to achieve a consensus. And I'm very proud today to have voted in favor of Senate Bill 1, which is a pension reform proposal that will actually bring Pennsylvania's pension system into the 21st century. This will create what they call a hybrid plan, which is a partial defined benefit and partial defined contribution plan. This will be a leap and a bound into the future compared to the 100-year-old system that has been limping along on life support without the ability to address it. This will allow taxpayers to be protected from further growth in this unfunded liability, and this will finally enable us to start addressing the problem that our pension system faces, and this will create a great competitive benefit for the next generation of employees in this state. This is a great proposal that I'm proud to see passing the House, going to the governor's desk, and I'm very confident he will sign it. This is going to be a great victory for taxpayers and future employees in this state.
And as you mentioned, that this bill is already on its way to the governor's desk. It passed with overwhelming majorities in both the House and the Senate. Talk to us about the bipartisan nature of this negotiation.
Unfortunately, for too many years, the pension proposal discussion that we've been having has provoked a lot of partisan debate. And what we finally arrived at is a bipartisan agreement that will enable folks across the political spectrum to get this done and address something finally on behalf of Pennsylvania's taxpayers and the future employees of this state.
Representative Gobler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Gobler.